We were called on by SABC workers, both suspended, fired, and those who are still SABC workers at the present moment, to support them in fighting censorship inside of this building. The SABC has been undergoing a systematic thought control campaign by not reporting on the news as they happen without fear and favour. In fact, the news has been, news and current affairs programming has been biased. It has been rainbow and sunshine journalism, which has been dictated by Mr. Motsoeneng unlawfully through his recent empowerment as the editor-in-chief through the illegally revised editorial policies of the SABC. We're here to demand that those who are suspended and those who have been unlawfully fired to be reinstated with immediate effect and all charges dropped. We demand that Mr. Motsoeneng is fired and cut out from the SABC like a cancer that he is, and to actually now start revitalizing our national public broadcaster and the fantastic workers inside of it to be able to deliver on their mandate to the people of this country, which is a significant one: information, education, and entertainment.
The most noticeable feature of you today, the shackled hands and the gas mask. What is the significance, firstly, of the gas mask?
The significance of the gas mask is that we are unable to breathe in this country. We are unable to receive information that allows us to be able to actively participate in our society. We have also been chained and gagged and bound through the censorship that Mr. Motsoeneng and his political masters have been undertaking through the National Public Broadcaster. Mr. Motsoeneng needs to learn that the SABC is not his mother's puzzle shop. It is not his playground to do what he will with. It is our public broadcaster. It is a national utility, and it must be treated as such in service of all the people of this country and not just a sectarian few.